Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and that means it's time for our live local interview. Joining me on Zoom today is Ashley Snyder from Ketchikan. Thank you, Ashley, for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ashley is a volunteer coordinator with the Rural CAP program, and Ashley, that Rural CAP is full of acronyms, so I'm going to ask you to describe what Rural CAP is.
I can certainly do that. Rural CAP is the Rural Alaska Community Action Program, Inc., and it's a private statewide nonprofit that was founded in 1965 with the goal of improving the quality of life for low-income Alaskans.
So a statewide program, so that it didn't take very long after statehood for that program to get initiated.
It didn't. They got started and have programs and services ranging from housing to energy to elder and youth engagement.
So tell me, how did you get involved with this program and how long have you been with the Rural CAP program?
I am pretty new to working with Rural CAP. This is a temporary role for me, but I volunteered with Rural CAP over the years in their school and community gardens. So when I saw this role here in Ketchikan, I knew that it would be fun for me.
So you're one of five coordinators across the state. And where are some of the other coordinators?
I am. There's me here in Ketchikan. We have one in Haines, who's traveling through Southeast as well. And then two in St. Mary's, Alaska, and one in Fairbanks. So we're all over.
Yeah, all over the state. So you're here, Ashley, to talk about a couple of specific programs within this Rural CAP program. And one of them is called the Senior Companion Program. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. The Senior Companion Program focuses on supporting fellow older adults, those 55 and older, helping them maintain their independence, stay socially connected, and navigate daily life with dignity. That can be helping run errands, sharing stories over coffee, or helping someone get to the doctor's appointments.
So I imagine as a volunteer, that was probably something that maybe you did some assistance with?
I've definitely been asked to help in these areas. So hoping to just get the right people connected.
Okay. So that's part of your role as the volunteer coordinator. So another program is the Elder Mentor Program, and that targets a different audience, not older adults.
Older adults and children.
It's
pairs that same age group, 55 and older, with children that may need a little extra support, whether that's help in reading, building confidence, or just having a steady, caring presence in their lives. These mentors become trusted guides, helping young people thrive in and out of the classroom.
Boy, so can you give, in your experience, or maybe stories that you've heard from other places of some success stories for these programs?
Yeah, this has been very successful in the YK Delta. And one thing that's been really great there is the culture connection. Having elders be able to share their culture, even if that's just sitting and telling stories. So it's been really great out there with that. So we're hoping to bring it to Southeast.
So I think, Ashley, there are probably lots of programs that attempt to do this. Do you work in partnership with other groups that are trying to do similar things or assist other groups in achieving their missions?
Yeah, we definitely do, especially the Senior Companion Program. That can't be done alone. So we're partnering here with like the Pioneer Home and some of those places that provide day services for seniors to make those connections, because sometimes people are at home and don't have that connection and they know about them and we don't.
So it sounds like that if you are a volunteer and you want to help out with the program, that there you can actually be reimbursed for some of your expenses.
You can. Volunteers that are under the income threshold who serve a minimum of 5 hours a week, which isn't that much, receive a $4 an hour tax-free stipend with paid time off and holidays. There's also mileage reimbursement, additional auto and liability insurances, and there's an ongoing training every year in Anchorage that those volunteers get to go to Anchorage to attend.
So you're in Ketchikan. Can you speak a little bit to how many programs or how many volunteers you have assisting with the program in your neck of the woods?
I can. Here in Ketchikan, we have two elder mentors in the schools, and I just signed up a new senior companion that's looking specifically to provide rides to other seniors. She knows that that's something that she is willing and able to do, and there's a need for. In CAKE, we just signed up a few new volunteers. So there's a few that are doing senior companion work by helping with meals, senior meals, and then a few that are volunteering there at the schools to be culture bearers as well.
So you're doing outreach in multiple communities. Do you have anybody in Sitka yet? Or this is kind of your attempt to get someone in Sitka or more than one person to start helping?
This is my attempt, sending a very wide net and letting all of Southeast, if I can, know about these programs so that if they're interested, they can reach out.
So Ashley, I don't know if we mentioned this before, but when you and I spoke before the interview, you mentioned that this is an AmeriCorps program. Can you talk a little bit about how AmeriCorps is involved? Now, you're not an AmeriCorps.
I'm not an AmeriCorps member, but the funding through this program comes from AmeriCorps. So they provide the funding federally to Rural CAP here in Alaska to make this program happen, kind of how it fits best in Alaska. That's why we call it the Elder Mentor Program versus other things, because a lot of our seniors in Alaska are called our elders. There are elders here.
So if anybody wants to get involved, if someone in Sitka wants to be the first to step up to be part of the program as part of your outreach, what should they do?
They can visit our website at AmeriCorpsSeniorsAK.org or give us a call. And that number is 907-717-7932.
Great. So we will post this interview on our website and we'll include that URL to make sure people can get it because it's a bit of a mouthful, AmeriCorpsSeniorsAK.org. Ashley, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we are run out of time?
I think that's it. Thank you so much for having me and letting me do this.
Great. We've been speaking with Ashley Snyder. Ashley is the volunteer coordinator with Rural CAP. That's the Rural Alaska Community Action Program. If you want more information, you can go to 907. You can call 907-717-7932 or go to AmeriCorpsSeniorsAK.org. Ashley, thank you for joining me this morning, and I hope you're able to get some more folks to be part of the program.